Hey there. Welcome back to Quick Shanti, the place where we digest timeless wisdom one bite at a time. I know. It has been a minute. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're returning, hey again, it's me. I know I was gone for a while, but life has a way of pulling you in different directions. And sometimes you just gotta roll with it. But I have found my way back to Quick Shanti. And I'm so happy because to kick off season two, we're diving into the world of one of my favorites, Anais Nin. Now, if you've never heard of her, don't worry. You're about to get a crash course on one of the most introspective and daring writers of the 20th century. And we're going to break down a quote of hers that will hit you right in the gut. Now, Anais once wrote, "Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage." Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. There's a lot to unpack there. But before we jump into that, I do want to talk to you a little bit about the fascinating Anais Nin. So Anais Nin was born in 1903 in France. Her parents were both artists, her father a pianist, and her mother a singer. You could say creativity was in her blood from day one. She was known mostly for her diaries and erotic fiction, which span over several decades. Now, what made her work so daring was her fearless exploration of taboo topics, especially for women of her time. She wrote openly about sexuality, desire, relationships, and the complexities of the inner emotional life. Her work challenged societal norms, diving into themes that were often considered too private or inappropriate for anyone to discuss, especially a woman. By putting her raw, unfiltered thoughts on paper, she not only broke boundaries, but also gave voice to the emotional and sexual experiences of women in a way that few others had before her. She moved around a lot. Spain, Cuba, Paris, New York. She lived a life of constant reinvention. Anais Nin was the definition of bohemian before it was trendy. She was more bohemian than a $200 embroidered caftan from Free People, but she didn't need a price tag to prove it. While she was living in Paris, she really got into her groove, rubbing elbows with literary giants like Henry Miller. Her diaries and fiction resonated with the surrealist ethos in Paris at the time. Her work broke boundaries. It accessed deeper levels of consciousness that made her a natural fit within the movement. So yeah, you could say she was pretty fucking cool. Now let's get back to the quote. We know a little bit more about Anais, and I hope I've given the quote a little bit of time to simmer and cook inside of you. But let's say it one more time. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. So what does that mean? First off, Anais wasn't talking about courage in the typical sense, like saving someone from a burning building or open water diving with great white sharks, though I'm sure she would be all over it. She's talking about the kind of courage that's more personal. The courage to face yourself. The courage to make choices that scare you. To say yes when you're terrified of the unknown, or to say no to something familiar that might be holding you back. In life, we're constantly navigating these types of choices. Some decisions feel familiar, safe, and well-trodden. These are the paths that have signs, clear directions, predictable outcomes. You know what to expect. Others, though, feel less certain. They're unfamiliar, almost always uncomfortable, and while they might stir something deeper inside of you, they also come with risk. Courage, in Anais's view, is about making those choices that lead toward your own individuation, choosing the path that feels true to who you are, even if it's unclear where it leads. It's not about always taking the wildest risk, but about trusting yourself enough to step into the unknown, because you sense that growth lies on the other side, even if the road is a little rocky, overgrown, and you have no idea what's at the end of it. In her own life, Anais made those courageous decisions repeatedly. She lived in ways that defied the norms of her time. She didn't just push boundaries, she dismantled them. Through her writing, she explored bold, often controversial topics. She dove into her inner world with an honesty that many would shy away from. She openly published her thoughts, desires, and perspectives, and created work that was truly daring. She took the scary road many, many times. Scary roads call for a lot of courage, and by embracing her own, Anais's world expanded into something uniquely hers. Through her writing, we witness her relationships deepen, her creativity blossom, her opportunities multiply. She gave herself the space to grow by consistently stepping into her true self, even when it meant taking risks. It was courage that allowed her life to expand, to become fuller and more vibrant. She didn't just live. She grew into the vastness of her world, carving out a space that was entirely her own. Now flip that. What happens when you avoid conflict or uncertainty, when you allow fear to dictate your choices? You stay in a state of contraction, and your life contracts with it, or as Anaïs says, it shrinks. We've all been there. We know this feeling. When fear drives our decisions, we feel stuck. We're looking around and wondering, is this it? Is this all that life has to offer? Life feels small. Asking that question, is this it, is a clear sign that fear has crept in. It's held you back in some way. It's made your life smaller. And that's exactly what Anaïs meant by life shrinking. When we don't embrace the courage to grow, to explore, to be ourselves, we slowly start to fade into the background of our own lives. I think what's cool about this quote, the magic of this quote, you could say, at least for me, is that it doesn't say life shrinks or expands in relation to your one big act of courage, your one shot when you're in your 20s, and that's it, that's the end. No, it's not it. Courage is something you can choose daily. It's in the little and big moments. It's deciding to leave a job that is emotionally draining you. It's having a sweaty conversation with a close friend. It's sharing your art with a stranger. It's asking the barista to put more half and half in your coffee, which is the biggest act of courage in my book. I think that's why this quote resonates with so many people, because it's not about being fearless. Acting courageously is uncomfortable as fuck. Anaïs Nin wasn't fearless. The difference is that she didn't let the fear dictate her life. She understood something crucial, that fear doesn't just disappear. The point isn't to wait until you feel fearless or confident enough to move forward. It's about recognizing that fear is part of the process. The uncomfortable truth is that courage isn't clean. It's not easy. It rarely feels good in the moment, unless you're into that kind of stuff. Courage is holding fear and stepping forward anyway. Acting in spite of fear is what creates expansion. It's what allows us to grow beyond the limits we think we're trapped in. And look, I'm not talking about diving headfirst into absolute chaos. Anaïs was huge on self-exploration. She believed that introspection, the ability to look inward, to sift around, to really dig into who you are, to be honest with yourself about what you want, was key to living a full life. So maybe the first step of courage isn't some grand dramatic leap. Maybe it's just the quiet realization that you want something different, or that you want something more. That you've unintentionally found yourself in a place or situation that no longer feels aligned with who you are in this moment. Maybe fear has been holding you back, tightening its grip, making you second-guess yourself, keeping you in that same shrinking space. All I'm saying is that even if recognition is your first step, it's a huge one. Admitting to yourself that you're ready for something more, even before you know what that more looks like, that is truly an act of courage. Sometimes that's all it takes to start the process of expanding your life. Just the willingness to say, I want more. I want something else. Now to close out, I'm going to offer you one more Anaïs quote, just because it pairs so well with this topic, like cheese and a good red wine. So Anaïs herself wrote, "We do not grow absolutely or chronologically. We grow sometimes in one dimension and not in another, unevenly. We grow partially. We are relative." So to say that, I'm just drawing it back in. Maybe today you can grow just a little with just one small act of courage. As you move through your day today or tomorrow, whenever you're listening to this, think about where your courage lies. What's one small step you can take toward expanding your life? Remember, courage isn't about the absence of fear. It's about stepping forward with fear at your side. Baby steps, they build into something bigger. So keep expanding, one courageous act at a time. All right, guys, that's all I got. So thank you for hanging out with me, and thank you to the spirit of Anaïs. She's really a neat lady. Go check her out. Quick Google search and you'll find her diaries and some of her short stories. She's her life, even just generally reading about her as a person. It's pretty spectacular. So go check her out. As always, feel free to drop me an email if you have thoughts, questions, feedback, anything at all. You can find the info in the description below. Again, thank you for your time, and until next time, keep expanding. See you guys.